Hi, this is Randy Atkins, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. Throughout human history, engineering has driven the advance of civilization. In the century just ended, engineering recorded its grandest accomplishments: the widespread development and distribution of electricity and clean water, automobiles and airplanes, radio and television, spacecraft and lasers, antibiotics and medical imaging, and computers and the internet are just some of the highlights from a century in which engineering revolutionized and improved virtually every aspect of human life. For all of these advances, though, the century ahead poses challenges as formidable as any from millennia past. As the population grows and its needs and desires expand, the problems of sustaining civilization's continued advancement while still improving the quality of life looms more immediate. Old and new threats to personal and public health demand more effective and more readily available treatments. Vulnerabilities to pandemic diseases, terrorist violence, and natural disasters require serious searches for new methods of protection and prevention. And products and processes that enhance the joy of living remain a top priority of engineering innovation, as they have been since the taming of fire and the invention of the wheel. In each of these broad realms of human concern, sustainability, health, vulnerability, and joy of living, specific grand challenges await engineering solutions. The world's engineers will seek ways to put knowledge into practice to meet these grand challenges, applying the rules of reason, the findings of science, the aesthetics of art, and the spark of creative imagination. Engineers will continue the tradition of forging a better future. Foremost among the challenges are those that must be met to ensure the future itself. The Earth is a planet of finite resources, and its growing population currently consumes them at a rate that cannot be sustained. Widely reported warnings have emphasized the need to develop new sources of energy at the same time as preventing or reversing the degradation of the environment. Sunshine has long offered a tantalizing source of environmentally friendly power, bathing the Earth with more energy each hour than the planet's population consumes in a year. But capturing that power, converting it into useful forms, and especially storing it for a rainy day, poses provocative engineering challenges. Another popular proposal for long-term energy supplies is nuclear fusion, the artificial recreation of the sun's source of power on Earth. The quest for fusion has stretched the limits of engineering ingenuity, but hopeful developments suggest the goal of practical fusion power may yet be attainable. Engineering solutions for both solar power and nuclear fusion must be feasible not only technologically, but also economically when compared with the ongoing use of fossil fuels. Even with success, however, it remains unlikely that fossil fuels will be eliminated from the planet's energy source budget anytime soon, leaving their environment-associated issues for engineers to address. Most notoriously, evidence is mounting that the carbon dioxide pumped into the air by the burning of fossil fuels is increasing the planet's temperature and threatens disruptive effects on climate. Anticipating the continued use of fossil fuels, engineers have explored technological methods of capturing the carbon dioxide produced from fuel burning and sequestering it underground. A further but less publicized environmental concern involves the atmosphere's dominant component, the element nitrogen. The biogeochemical cycle that extracts nitrogen from the air for its incorporation into plants, and hence food, has become altered by human activity. With widespread use of fertilizers and high-temperature industrial combustion, humans have doubled the rate at which nitrogen is removed from the air relative to pre-industrial times, contributing to smog and acid rain, polluting drinking water, and even worsening global warming. Engineers must design countermeasures for these problems while maintaining the ability of agriculture to produce adequate food supplies. Chief among concerns in this regard is the quality and quantity of water, which is in seriously short supply in many areas of the world. Both for personal use, drinking, cleaning, cooking, and removal of waste, and large-scale use such as irrigation for agriculture, water must be available and sustainably provided to maintain quality of life. New technologies for desalinating seawater may be helpful, but small-scale technologies for local water purification may be even more effective for personal needs. Naturally, water quality and many other environmental concerns are closely related to questions of human health. While many of the health scourges of the past have been controlled and even eliminated by modern medicine, other old ones such as malaria remain deadly, and newer problems have remained resistant to medical advances, requiring new medical technologies and methods. One goal of biomedical engineering today is fulfilling the promise of personalized medicine. Doctors have long recognized that individuals differ in their susceptibility to disease and their response to treatments, but medical technologies have generally been offered as one-size-fits-all. Recent cataloging of the human genetic endowment and deeper understanding of the body's complement of proteins and their biochemical interactions offer the prospect of identifying the specific factors that determine sickness and wellness in any individual. An important way of exploiting such information would be the development of methods that allow doctors to forecast the benefits and side effects of potential treatments or cures. Reverse engineering the brain to determine how it performs its magic should offer the dual benefits of helping treat diseases while providing clues for new approaches to computerized artificial intelligence. Advanced computer intelligence, in turn, should enable automated diagnosis and prescriptions for treatment, and computerized catalogs of health information should enhance the medical system's ability to track the spread of disease and analyze the comparative effectiveness of different approaches to prevention and therapy. Another reason to develop new medicines is the growing danger of attacks from novel disease-causing agents. Certain deadly bacteria, for instance, have repeatedly evolved new properties, conferring resistance against even the most powerful antibiotics. New viruses arise with the power to kill and spread more rapidly than disease prevention systems are designed to counteract. As a consequence, vulnerability to biological disaster ranks high on the list of unmet challenges for biomedical engineers, just as engineering solutions are badly needed to counter the violence of terrorists and the destructiveness of earthquakes, hurricanes, and other natural disasters. Technologies for early detection of such threats and rapid deployment of countermeasures rank among the most urgent of today's engineering challenges. Even as terrorist attacks, medical epidemics, and natural disasters represent acute threats to the quality of life, more general concerns pose challenges for the continued enhancement of living. Engineers face the challenge of renewing and sustaining the aging infrastructures of cities and services while preserving ecological balances and enhancing the aesthetic appeal of living spaces. And the external world is not the only place where engineering matters. The inner world of the mind should benefit from improved methods of instruction and learning, including ways to tailor the mind's growth to its owner's propensities and abilities. The spirit of curiosity in individual minds and in society as a whole can be further promoted through engineering endeavors enhancing exploration at the frontiers of reality and knowledge. By providing new tools for investigating the vastness of the cosmos or the inner intricacy of life and atoms. All of these examples merely scratch the surface of the challenges that engineers will face in the 21st century. The problems described here merely illustrate the magnitude and complexity of the tasks that must be mastered to ensure the sustainability of civilization and the health of its citizens, while reducing individual and societal vulnerabilities and enhancing the joy of living in the modern world. Governmental and institutional, political and economic, and personal and social barriers will repeatedly arise to impede the pursuit of solutions to problems. As they have throughout history, engineers will have to integrate their methods and solutions with the goals and desires of all society's members, and all society's members must be interpreted literally. Perhaps the most difficult challenge of all will be to disperse the fruits of engineering widely around the globe, to rich and poor alike. In the world today, many of engineering's gifts to civilization are distributed unevenly. At least 1 billion people do not have access to adequate supplies of clean water. Countless millions have virtually no medical care available, let alone personalized diagnosis and treatment. Solving computer security problems has little meaning for the majority of the world's population on the wrong side of the digital divide. Sustainable supplies of food, water, and energy, protection from human violence, natural disaster, and disease, full access to the joys of learning, exploration, communication, and entertainment, these are goals for all the world's people. So in pursuing the century's great challenges, engineers must frame their work with the ultimate goal of universal accessibility in mind. Just as Abraham Lincoln noted that a house divided against itself cannot stand, a world divided by wealth and poverty, health and sickness, food and hunger, cannot long remain a stable place for civilization to thrive. Through the engineering accomplishments of the past, the world has become smaller, more inclusive, and more connected. The challenges facing engineering today are not those of isolated locales, but of the planet as a whole, and of all the planet's people. Meeting all those challenges must make the world not only a more technologically advanced and connected place, but also a more sustainable, safe, healthy, and joyous, in other words, better place. For many more details and the opportunity to vote on what you think is the most important challenge, please go to www.engineeringchallenges.org. My name is Randy Atkins, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. Be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have full text of more than 3,000 books and publications available to read free online. The nation turns to the National Academies for independent, objective advice on issues that affect people's lives worldwide.